Mornings at 9 on WGNS. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:11 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Tuesday morning, and you know it seems like Dalton Russell's in rare form this morning.
I completely forgot that Russell used to work with the Beatles.
Oh, is that what
that's,
it is?
That's where that came from. Was that Beatles song? Excuse me, Beatles song. So Russell used to work with the Beatles.
Your voice cracks when you start telling stories over the air.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. and we got a great morning ahead.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if you thought yesterday was a great show, boy, today. Wow. The powers to be, ladies and gentlemen, that dictate what we do on this show. I was not in the meeting, as I usually am not. And they've come up with this great formula this morning for tremendous success. It's a little cross between bait contest and Good Morning America, wouldn't you say?
Well, Great American Bake Off.
Yeah,
there you go. The one thing I would disagree on is there was no meeting. I came up with food that I bought yesterday, and he goes, "Oh, I have food too," and so
that's why the ratings are plummeting.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're coming up on your own ideas now,
right?
Well, why don't you tell us what we're doing this morning? Because I know everybody's in just
they're
anxious
excited.
Anticipation of this,
the edge of their seats.
Yes.
Well, Russell came up with this. Dalton's idea, actually.
Okay, your voice didn't crack, but you are telling. Okay, never mind.
So we're doing, this is Food Tuesday, is what it is going to be henceforth proclaimed as, is Food Tuesday.
We're going to do this every Tuesday?
No, just this Tuesday.
We don't have it in the budget.
We don't have it in the budget. We've got.
You just proclaimed it Food Tuesday.
Well, henceforth proclaimed
for that today.
February the 18th is Food Tuesday. 2020, not next year either, so I'm going to forget.
So it's really just a special day.
Yes, it's a special day.
Okay, henceforth.
Yes.
We're not going to have that. Okay.
Three different foods we're going to try this morning.
Mm.
Starting with the new Beyond Chicken from KFC, which is a plant-based chicken nugget.
And you got these yesterday, I assume.
I did. They're warmed up.
Leftover plant-based chicken.
I got you a biscuit.
Leftover. Heated up.
No.
Biscuit.
Biscuit's new.
Oh, the biscuit's new.
Yeah, biscuit's new. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we've got
new biscuit, old plant-based chicken. Okay.
You get barbecue sauce with it. We've also got, that you're also going to try, we've got the new Girl Scout cookie flavor. Lemon Ups. Yes. So we'll see how those are.
Okay.
And an Aldi's sugar-free popsicle. All three of those are going to be tried here this morning on the Wake Up Crew.
But now I want to warn everybody, if I like the sugar-free popsicles, I'm not going to be able to obtain any because they're bought out.
They're gone.
Well, you asked for one.
I did.
And then I forgot. But I remembered today.
Okay. So, but we still can't buy any.
No, because he buys up the stock. So actually, you can buy them from him. He's going to get a little rain.
Oh, no. He won't.
He won't
sell them.
He'll upcharge.
No, he won't sell them at all.
It'll be like 80.
Look at his face. He's not selling 80
bucks for a box of popsicles.
Hey, can I buy a popsicle from you?
Right now, you can.
Oh.
If they change the formula, though, I'm going to start. You know, I'll
so you're gonna buy as many as you can to stock up.
Yeah, I've got five boxes now.
Five boxes. Okay, I just can't wait. This is amazing. So, what are we gonna do first?
Well, the first one we're gonna do is the KFC Beyond Chicken.
Okay,
since we just warmed it up in the microwave.
Since you just warmed it up, and we don't want it to get cold again.
And it's right here in my hand.
Yes, it's right in front of you.
I think I'm gonna get away from the barbecue sauce because I want it to be a true.
That was my thought.
True taste test.
Oh, he's going barbecue sauce with his.
Well, I'm gonna try a bite first, and if I don't like it, I'm gonna spit it out.
Wait, let me check the sugar content in the barbecue sauce.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay. No.
So, I ripped it. And it looks like chicken.
Does it smell like it?
It does.
Well, maybe.
It smells like
Don't say.
Oh, well, we're trying it now.
Yes.
There's no intro. Just go right at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're chewing on air.
Well,
it's not bad.
I'm adding the biscuit to it immediately.
I think you need to try it with the barbecue sauce.
It reminds me of school lunch cafeteria chicken.
Well, that'll really get the stocks rolling for KFC, won't it? Okay.
Meh. Not bad.
In all fairness, they're warmed up from last night.
Right.
So we can't really say what they'd be right out of the oven.
Correct.
That is correct. They're not, if you're a vegetarian, I wouldn't pick this over normal chicken. But if I didn't eat meat, I would eat it. It's pretty
good. That was a threat.
It's really not that bad.
Okay, well, here's my problem. I don't really like chicken nuggets a whole lot, so it hurts. We'll be back with more.
Good morning, guys. We'll see showers in the area today, maybe even a few storms before noon as well. Highs will top out near 61 degrees, and winds will turn to the north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers, mainly before midnight. Otherwise, cloudy. Lows drop to 38. Winds remain north, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. And then sunshine develops on Wednesday and highs approach 51. Right now it's 55.
If you've got an iPhone, we have an app for that. If you're an Android user, we have an app for that too. You can listen to us anywhere, on air and on demand. WGNS. We are News Radio WGNS.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
I'm a minister and I've been in a lot of homes, but I've never been in one like this one.
Where were you a pastor?
Well, I've lived in Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, and several places in Tennessee.
Now, I see you've got some Mickey Mouse ears over there on your lamp. What is that about?
Well, some of the family went to Disney World.
When your grandkids and family come up here, do they feel just as welcome as you do?
Feel right to come right in here? Sure do.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. That's risolutions.net. And make sure to join us every Saturday afternoon at 1 for our Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
Depression, anxiety, marital issues, parenting, those are the kind of things that come up every day in real life. And sometimes it helps to have someone that you can sit and talk through those issues with. At Branches Counseling Center, we care about you and we're here to help meet those needs. If you'd like more information about how to connect with us, then go to the website, branchescounselingcenter.com. This is Dr. Mike Courtney, and we're interested in you.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
A bittersweet win at Daytona. I'm Rob Wishka. NASCAR held its Super Bowl, the Daytona 500, on Monday after rain postponed the race 24 hours. All eyes, however, on one of the most horrific crashes witnessed in years by Ryan Newman, Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time. We appreciate your patience and cooperation and will provide more information as it becomes available.
Denny Hamlin took the checkered flag, his third win at Daytona. Baseball, everyone's in camp and everyone's talking. The two biggest stories coming into spring training is what to do with the Astros and their sign-stealing scandal from 3 years ago. Yankee skipper Aaron Boone was asked if they'll bean the Astros as a part of it.
We won't be in the business of, you know, going after or throwing at people on purpose. And, you know, we'll just have to see how everything unfolds. But I don't expect it to be an issue for us.
The Yankees' biggest offseason acquisition, pitcher Gerrit Cole, was part of that now infamous 2017 World Series championship team. Then there's reigning AL MVP Mike Trout, who's been accused by some of his peers for using HGH, including Trevor Bauer.
I didn't really think of anything of it because it's not true. So if one person tweet something out and somebody gets a hold of it, everybody sees it and wonders about it. It is what it is.
Trout said Bauer later apologized. He's won the award three times. Games begin on Saturday. College hoops, third-ranked Kansas rocked Iowa State by 20. On the ice, your winners were Calgary, Florida, Arizona, Vegas, and Tampa Bay. NBA news, the Rockets add forwards Damari Carroll and Jeff Green, both are 33 years of age for the stretch run. This is NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Time for your 622 sports update, and here on this Tuesday morning, we'll let you know that we've got State Farm Prep Basketball coverage of the District 7 AAA tournament tonight. It's Rockvale and Riverdale boys in Game 1. Game 2 will feature Stewart's Creek and Smyrna boys. It's an elimination game, so you have to win or the season's over. That's what's on the that's what's at stake tonight on WGNS on radio and streaming tonight for that. Tomorrow night, more State Farm Prep basketball coverage. It'll be girls' night tomorrow. Thursday, on our web stream, we'll have District 7 AAA tournament coverage. And on radio, we'll have the Lady Raiders versus UAB. And then Friday, we've got Middle Tennessee baseball as they host Evansville. A busy week sports-wise on WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back here on the Wake Up Crew with it's Food Tuesday.
Foosday.
And we've already tried the chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken plant-based chicken nugget.
Yes.
I would give it, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 7.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm going to,
But taking them, if we would have got it fresh out of the oven rather than a microwave, it probably would have been a little bit better.
Yeah. And you don't like chicken nuggets per se.
No. So I'm a little tainted. But enough about Food Tuesday right now. It's time for the real fact.
Did you know that, keeping on our food theme, broccoli was once considered an exotic food to home gardeners? You didn't grow garden. Didn't grow broccoli.
Dave Ross's commentary is next, and I on Washington from CBS.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With 4 locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Landham at TheLiberatedEater.com. I help people who are sick of struggling with food, dieting, and weight. Here's the bad news. You can diet the rest of your life, but until you heal your relationship with food, the exhausting battle will continue. But here's the good news. You can be free. We're starting a new group in Murfreesboro in March for people who want to change their food life permanently. Come join us. Go to TheLiberatedEater.com. Click on Local Workshop to find out more. TheLiberatedEater.com. Things are about to change.
Blaming Uber. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. A piece in the Wall Street Journal blames Uber for making commuter traffic worse because most Uber trips carry a single passenger who might otherwise take a bus, and then the car stays in traffic roaming around. But that is a little unfair. Uber founder Travis Kalanick has tried to push carpooling.
With the technology in our pockets today, we can turn every car into a shared car.
He was talking about Uber Commute. Instead of professional drivers, ordinary suburban commuters would get up, head to their cars, press a button,
and all of a sudden, you become an Uber driver. And we'll match you up with one of your neighbors on your way to work.
And you'd get paid per mile. And at the end of the trip, the car parks and is out of traffic. It's been working in India, but here in the U.S., most Ubers still drive a single passenger and then spend 40% of their time roaming in traffic for the next fare. And that, says the Wall Street Journal, is why Uber is making traffic worse. But that's not all Uber's fault. Carpools are a tough sell for Americans. We just don't like sharing space with strangers. The small talk is awkward, and God forbid they change the radio station. So yes, traffic is bad, and Uber may be adding to it, but it's because we want it that way. We are told to love thy neighbor, not commute with them. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Zoom Video Conferencing, featuring video and audio clarity with screen sharing. Free accounts are available at zoom.us.
That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing. Eye on the White House.
I'm Bill Rakoff. Big trouble continues for the president's attorney general. More than 2,000 former Department of Justice officials are demanding that William Barr resign in the wake of DOJ's lowering of its sentencing recommendation for Trump friend Roger Stone. They're doing so in a letter which says, in part, Barr's actions in doing the president's personal bidding unfortunately speak louder than words. Four federal prosecutors resigned from the Stone case last week, and one quit justice altogether after department leaders requested a lighter sentence for Stone, who was convicted of perjury in November. Stone is scheduled to be sentenced on the charges on Thursday. Eye on the White House, Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Upgrade to the wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zietlow to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts two times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are only available at Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Tuesday morning. Hope you're having a great day out there. And everything kind of back to normal. Everybody going to work and going to school. Things are, you know, that kind of thing.
Whoops. Back in the swing of things, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of swinging.
Kind of now it's starting from a school standpoint. Now you're talking about, okay, we got to get really busy because we got the test coming up, you know, coming up in April.
And so the kids are hoping for more rain. So that they can get out of school some more.
Yeah, we don't even think about snow anymore. We just want large masses amount of rainfall.
And the teachers are at the point, I think, where they're done with wanting that because they've missed so much.
Yeah, they're ready to.
We got to get into it so I can get my stuff done.
Time for the countdown.
Now, we do have March 3rd will be a day off for city and county because that's election day.
That's right.
So we do have a special one that we don't normally have.
Are you running for anything this time or
no?
Okay,
he's running for president of the universe.
Yeah, let's just.
He's the only person perfect enough to do it.
Yeah, let's just skip Earth. I mean, with just the universe.
Yeah,
yeah,
everything. He's got the aliens under his control.
Yes, wow. I do. You're a prime example of that.
Let's go to today in history.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Oh, my. Going back. Retro. Going back. Did you hear that? Did you hear Brian back in the day?
I did.
Brian Beard.
Yeah.
Stop.
I don't know why he hates it so much. It's not that bad.
No, it sounds like an 18-year-old kid doing Brian Barrett.
It sounds like him, but younger.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Brian. I'm Brian Barrett.
Brian Barrett.
He's just maybe he had a cold that day.
It's kind of like Brian Barrett. It's kind of like Brian Barrett. I think
he did used to have an act.
I think he's had a little more country back in the day.
Oh, I wish I could find.
Don't you have something to do?
You know, he's devised it now. I mean, he's improvised it to the point where that Southern accent's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah.
There's a video of him doing some 4-H stuff that we need to try and find.
Oh, we need to find it. We would never be able to get it on the air unless he's sick.
He's the one who showed it to me, but it had some Southern accent in it.
Brian Barrett. Okay, let's go to Brandon Brooks.
This is CBS Rewind.
February 18th, 1979. The ABC premiere of the miniseries.
Those first years of freedom were a time of change.
Roots.
This family's gonna go forward.
The next generation.
I got the right to vote.
It's dated 1983.
You don't just walk onto a network show without experience.
The release of the dark comedy, The King of Comedy.
Maybe this is my big break. This is my big chance. You know what I mean?
Starring Robert De Niro and Jerry Lewis. February 18th, 1990. Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance with Queen at the Brit Awards.
Don't get too many people out.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Now let's check out more Today in History. Here's John.
Thank you, Brandon. Okay, glad Brandon's back. This kind of adds a little oomph to the
program.
He's
been getting Mondays off, which is fine.
That's fine.
Good for him.
Every now and then.
Well, he's a star.
Well, it's been like the last month. But he earned it.
I mean, he's a star.
Well, maybe one day you'll get those.
It's Brandon Brooks with Rewind. It's not Dalton Barrett with Rewind.
No.
Yeah.
It's John Dinkins with Today in History.
No, that's true. That's true.
Okay. Does Dalton even really have
He doesn't really have any. Oh, Holiday.
Oh, and the Real Fact.
Yeah, Real Fact. You know, 30-second little snippets somewhere along the line on this show. Anyway, 1885, Mark Twain publishes The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn in the United States. That happened.
Good old Huck Finn.
Yeah. 1965, Frank Gifford retires from football to become a broadcaster and wound up marrying Kathy Lee Gifford. And he was on. Yeah, go ahead.
She now lives in Franklin after his passing, and she got out of the New England states.
Frank was a really good wide receiver for the New York Giants. In 1986, anti-smoking ad first shown with Yul Brynner, and what was important about that is this commercial was shown after he died from lung cancer. And then he comes on and he's telling you about why you should quit smoking and that kind of thing.
What year did you say that?
That was 86, and he died in 85, so it was the first anti-smoking. He knew he was dying when he recorded that commercial.
Wow.
Pretty interesting stuff. And in 1989, I don't know if you remember this country star. You probably do.
I do.
He was big, too.
Yes, and, he was.
I haven't heard from him in a while. Clint Black had this song.
I know I'm leaving here a better man. Knowing you this way. Things are good.
Oh, let it play, man. Let it play.
Now I think I can. And I'm leaving. Better man.
Well, that song was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah. That was in the Garth was coming out. And
right.
He was right before Garth, wasn't he?
He was Garthish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Garthish.
Kind of going back to the roots of country music.
Right.
Now they've gotten away from it again. And the Randy Travis was about that time, too.
Right.
And
somebody will come in and
who's
get them
the other?
Back on track.
Chattahoochee. Alan Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah. So, boy, great memories. Good times in country music right then. That's a look at today in history.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day. Pat Hamblin is today's good neighbor of the day. They're always there. They're always fun to be around, and they bring a smile all the time. So they're going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
A reminder to call or text in your birthdays here for this Tuesday morning, 615-893-1450. Call or text, and around 8 o'clock, we're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe as we announce all of the names that are called in this morning.
We've got a lot more to come up here on the Wake Up Crew. Time for another look at the weather and our first look at traffic.
Good morning, guys. We'll see showers in the area today, maybe even a few storms before noon as well. Highs will top out near 61 degrees, and winds will turn to the north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers, mainly before midnight. Otherwise, cloudy. Lows drop to 38. Winds remain north, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. And then sunshine develops on Wednesday and highs approach 51. Right now it's 55.
Good morning. Give yourself extra time out here as they work a rag on 24 westbound near Bell Road up against the wall. Again, that's 24 westbound as you head towards Nashville. Already working an accident at 41. Murfreesboro Pike starting to really pick up coming in now. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out for lunch, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Oh, I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the law offices of John Day.
Hello, I'm Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage.
And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday for the Rutherford Home Show, presented by Old South Properties.
We are joined each week by local professionals to give helpful information about your home and the local community.
We also give you local real estate stats and rate information.
Join us here on WGNS for the Rutherford Home Show.
Saturdays at noon with Dean Higby and Dave Glover here on WGNS.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead. The Care Connection will be Friday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. This is for caregivers who give support to relatives with chronic illness or Alzheimer's disease. That's 10 o'clock Friday morning at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The Arthritis Support Group meets Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, and folks are invited to talk some local history Saturday morning from 9 until noon in the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse. And some great plays this weekend. The Trouble with Love at the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna this weekend, along with Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Free food and clothes given away Sunday morning from 11 until 1 at the Oakland Park Seventh-day Adventist Church. Don't throw away Old Glory. Let the Girl Scouts retire your American flag with honor. Bring it by WGNS. We're at 306 South Church Street. We also recycle Bibles. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With four locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
All of us here at Toots remind you, since this is an election year, it's so important to vote. So get out there and vote, and if you haven't registered, make it a priority.
Toots!
Try out our hand-patted burgers. They're hand-patted fresh every day. We've also got some great buffalo chicken wings, jumbo buffalo wings with traditional sauces. If you haven't tried our Cajun dry rub, it's a great option.
Good food and fun!
Hey, this is Nick Hayes with Toots. Be sure to try out one of our four Rutherford County locations.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time. I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh,
it's 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew, and I haven't talked to you guys about this, but it's time for the dad joke of the day, and I thought if you didn't mind, Brian, I would take over one day for you.
Oh, you've got one today?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. And you can rate it.
We can rate it, but it can't go into the overall week score.
No, it can't, so, unless it's good.
I'll take it if it's a 10.
Well, here we go. I'm gonna try this now, and now I'm a newcomer. I'm not a professional like Brian.
Well.
Okay? Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
I'm really tired of people who complain about the price of everything.
Yeah.
$2 for a cup of coffee, $3 for a coat check, $4 for an hour of parking.
Me too.
I'm just going to stop inviting them to my house. Just thought I'd give you a break today.
That was good. I liked the long form of that joke. It wasn't just set up punchline.
And you notice I said it so naturally.
Yeah, like I'm giving you a 9.5.
Wow. You better take that score.
I'm going 10.
Wow. Jeez, I don't want this job though. I want to.
Sure.
I do not want to do the dad joke
every day.
No, sirree, Bob. 6:41, CBS National News headlines are next, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan. Coming up here on News Radio WGNS, it's the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Update. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy this morning as it deals with decades of allegations of sex abuse by Scout leaders. correspondent Earl Barnett.
Boy Scout leaders said scouting programs will continue, but they plan to use the Chapter 11 filing to restructure now and compensate victims. And consider this, nearly 8,000 Boy Scout leaders have been accused of sex abuse.
Among the accusers, 67-year-old Ralph Morse of upstate New York. He blames the abuse for alcoholism that killed his brother.
It's an admission of guilt. By filing bankruptcy, you're admitting that in all probability you're going to be liable for these victims, these documented victims, and it's going to cost you a great deal of money.
The filing cites up to $1 billion in liabilities. Bankruptcy will allow the Boy Scouts to keep operating and establish a deadline for when former scouts can pursue claims. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
One person is in the hospital and several others are being detained in connection to a shooting over the weekend at a bar in Murfreesboro. Police announced yesterday they had detained several people of interest for questioning who were at the Whiskey Dick's Saloon Saturday night when the shooting broke out. One person injured in the shooting, currently at TriStar Skyline Medical Center in stable condition. Police in Murfreesboro are asking anybody who may have witnessed the shooting to contact them immediately. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro police working on a fraud case and need your help identifying a suspect. On January 30th, surveillance cameras at Best Buy on the Avenue, I got a picture after a woman allegedly made a fraudulent purchase. Investigators say she used a Best Buy credit card and fake ID to buy an iPhone 11 Pro Max and two iRobot JetWet mopping vacuums. You can find her picture on WGNSradio.com along with the number of who to call in case you recognize her. Organizers with the American Association of University Women Murfreesboro chapter say the 2020 Equality has moved into March. The ad's optional high tea is traditionally held on Equal Pay Day, which symbolizes how far into the year women must work to earn what men earned in the previous year. The 2020 Equality will be held Wednesday, March 18th, 4:30 in the MTSU Student Union Ballroom. And the Tennessee Philharmonic presents the Green Tie Affair and Casino Night at 7 o'clock Saturday night, March 14th at the View at Fountains on Medical Center Parkway. Tickets $65 for individuals, $110 per couple, and a table of eight for $450. For more information, phone the Symphony office. Follow us on Twitter at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio. WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com. On the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
I was looking for a bank that sees me as more than just a credit score or an account balance.
A bank that has my best interests at heart and helps me get better at managing my money.
A bank that's big enough to have everything I need. Checking, savings, loans, credit cards, but small enough to treat me like family.
Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend Federal Credit Union, banking without the bank. To learn more, stop by one of our three Murfreesboro locations.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe.
If you have glaucoma, you know of someone that has glaucoma, the Zengel stent, this is definitely something you should look into.
McCabe Vision Sitter.
It's much less invasive. It causes much less inflammation. The recovery's a lot faster, and it's more successful.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Zengel stent. Amazing. I've just been overwhelmed with how well it's working.
McCabe Vision Sitter on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
We're celebrating our 140th year in business.
Bell Jewelers has a good, strong reputation of being the most trusted jeweler. We take great pride in that. Our watch and jewelry repair department is on site. Everything is done on our premises, under our control. We don't ship things off where things get lost, switched, stolen. It's just not going to happen.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with them in times of need, and showing compassion when they're at their most vulnerable. CARE is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Thomas, CARE is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at getsthealthcare.com.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Here's another reason to bank with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. First National Bank of Murfreesboro offers an app that makes mobile banking easy. Access your accounts, view account balances and transaction history, pay bills anytime from anywhere. You can even make person-to-person payments. I'm Ellie Byers, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
How is the Historic Bottoms Project going?
We've had several discussions. We really haven't been able to nail anyone down to redevelop.
Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
I don't want this to sound insensitive, but we work with the Hark, with Bill Krause, with Scott Foster, great partners with the city. I do think that we're going to have to be able to work through that whole area. You've got Palmer Produce, and you've got some of the areas that down there are vacant, and Cannonsburg. You know, we constantly get complaints on people feeling unsafe in those areas just because of the transient nature of some of the people who are coming in and out of there. And that's something our police have really cracked down on. But, you know, we've got a really overriding goal of being able not only to work with Journey Home and the homeless population that's in that area. We really need to do everything we can and to be able to bring up the entire area. And, you know, that stretches over to Bridge Avenue, that stretches over to Kings Highway. We just recently repaved that area right in front of the Experience Church and going to Quality Furniture. So we've got that whole area that we want to continue to work on, and we can't forget our older neighborhoods, and that's something that we're going to stay committed to.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
You know, we've got everything in place, but the first person to go in is always the hardest to get, and we'll continue to work on it.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 on the Wake Up Crew on this Tuesday morning, and we are here rocking and rolling. Yes, sir, we are. And it is time for a special, special time. It's holiday.
There are a few things that I'm...
Come in there, Russell.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. There's few things that I'm as passionate about as today's topic. Because today is Pluto Day.
And, I love that dog.
Well, not the dog.
Oh, sorry.
And notice I said the planet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Long live Pluto. When they demoted Pluto to a dwarf planet, they did a disservice to the planet of Pluto. They have since reinstated him as a planet, I think, last year or something.
It's a her.
What?
You said him.
It's a her. Why would Pluto be a her?
It's a her planet. I don't know.
Are you wearing a t-shirt that says, say Pluto? Or
no, I used to have one. Long live Pluto. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't. But that'd be a neat t-shirt. But I think Pluto has been reinstated as a planet, but it was in 2006 when it was considered not a planet, which I think is when this holiday was formed, as like a fight back. Let's get Pluto to be a planet again.
Were there demonstrations around the world? And
oh, yeah. People were furious.
A lot of activism going on to make it back, come
you
back.
You can't take a planet back. You know what I mean? I mean, you shouldn't. You
yeah,
shouldn't
have, once it's a planet, leave it a planet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just think that's the only fair way to do it.
Right.
So our holiday is actually what? Say Pluto Day?
Oh, it's just Pluto Day.
Oh, Pluto Day. Just in recognition.
Yes.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
Sounds good. 6:50, time to focus on the family. You're listening to The Crew.
How would you like to have your family live in one of the best locations in the country? Well, the good news is you don't have to move to do it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. From time to time, news outlets publish stories about what life is like in various places around the country. Recently, I came across one titled, The Best Places to Live in America. That got me to thinking, we can't all relocate to America's top cities, but we can make our own home a great place to be, no matter where we live. Take, for example, the living room or family room. These are great places to get together for game nights and movie nights. Time together in these rooms becomes an important foundation for building strong relationships. Next is the dining room. Conversation naturally happens at the dinner table, so enjoy meals together as often as you can. Studies show that children whose families regularly eat together are better at communication, have fewer problems with drugs and alcohol, and do better in school. Finally, a child's room. As a child's day is winding down, it makes a great place for conversation, and it's rewarding when you listen to your son or daughter share their heart and talk about their day. Every room in your house is an opportunity to build strong family relationships and to make your home the best place it can be, no matter where you live. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter.com/search.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Tuesday morning, and we're wrapping up this first hour. It's just gone by fast, hasn't it?
It just flies.
It does, and it goes by better when Brian actually participates into the conversation. Have you noticed that?
No, because he never participates in the conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
And we start out, gentlemen, today at 1925.
Vintage year.
George Kennedy was born, an actor. He was mainly known for Cool Hand Luke. He was in the Police Squad movies. But he was a pretty good actor in the 60s, born in 1925. In 1954, Mr. John Travolta, who's 65 today, he was in Grease, Pulp Fiction, and a host of other movies. And even at the ripe old age of 65, he can still dance.
Gave his best performance in Face Off.
Yes, I think
Nicolas Cage.
Yes, I think so too. But we'll never go down in history as that.
But that's his legacy to me.
Yeah, but most people say Pulp Fiction, or Grease, or Saturday Night Fever. Remember that? Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. And then 1931, Toni Morrison, writer who was the first African-American to win a Nobel Prize. In 1933, Yoko Ono was born, broke up the Beatles. No, she was John Lennon's wife.
Want to remind you, now's your chance. Call or text your own birthdays to us, 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, we're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
All right, it's 6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew. Time to, once again, take a look at that weather forecast coming up next.
Good morning, guys. We'll see showers in the area today, maybe even a few storms before noon as well. Highs will top out near 61 degrees, and winds will turn to the north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers, mainly before midnight. Otherwise, cloudy. Lows drop to 38. Winds remain north, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. And then sunshine develops on Wednesday, and highs approach 51. Right now, it's 55.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Good morning. Watch and traffic really starts to pick up now, even more so here on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Yes, we had an earlier crash in Nashville there on 24 west at Bell Road. It's over to the side. Traffic just busy inbound 41. Starting to pick up out here on 840, headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee. Call Nash Painting today, 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. Kelton'sInc.com.
Rob Mitchell is making the property assessor's office more efficient and effective. The first property tax abatement for historic properties in state history, a three-star certification, and the lowest cost per property assessment from comparable counties, just to name a few of his accomplishments. Rob's a Middle Tennessee native, MTSU grad, and former small business owner. He believes in Rutherford County. VoteRobMitchell.com. Early voting starts February 12th.
I'm Rob Mitchell, and I'd appreciate your vote. And I approve this message.
Paid for by Rob Mitchell Campaign, Rob Mitchell Treasurer.
SRM Concrete. With every new day, every sunrise, we build structures that stand the test of time. And upon their foundations are our homes, where we work, where our kids go to school. And with that comes tremendous pride. We don't just make concrete. We build relationships, trust, confidence. We're SRM Concrete. Build with us.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Ryan Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew on a Tuesday. We are about ready to get out of here for the first hour. We've got news coming up. Brian's going to tell you about that in just a second. But first, we want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
Pat Hamblin is today's good neighbor of the day. They're always so fun to be around, and they always bring a smile all the time. So they're going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Time for the CBS World News Roundup. It's the oldest continuous radio program in radio history. And it's right here on WGNS, brought to you locally by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by
Princess Shoes and Boots,
where they have a huge winter blowout sale going on right now. Unbeatable savings, like 50% off all Carhartt long sleeve and sweatshirts. That's French's Shoes and Boots on South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and the interstate.
Are you ready, pal? You've been warming up in the bullpen, getting ready for your, you know, pitch at 7.
I will give it a shot.
All right. That's around, what, 10 after 7? Something like that?
Okay. Got the news coming up.
Stay with us here on News Radio WGNS. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
News Radio WGNS Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.